We're exploring the ideas of giving, receiving, and community all this month, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation and listeners like you. Welcome to Voices of Giving.
When I was a commercial banker in the early 1980s, my oldest brother and best friend was sick. A lot. The doctors at Brigham and Women's at the time in Boston were confused about the nature of his illnesses, as well as the illnesses of many other young people at that time. Soon enough, it had a name, HIV. My loving, giving brother invited me into this world of his, which is full of injustice and discrimination as a gay man. Unfortunately, I realized I had to see indignity, disrespect, and injustice at that time to really understand social justice. It was the bravery of my brother and those at that generational moment who let me into their lives and deaths. And that was the giving and a place of transformation and activism. The awareness of my brother's illness and all of the stigma that surrounded his life, it just ate at me. I had to do something. And we know that with looking at injustice, it, you know, pushes us to activism. I left banking and I started raising funds and caring for individuals with HIV and AIDS and creating awareness throughout the state of Maine about compassion and understanding and the stigmas that we perpetuate. And during that time as well, a dear friend, John Duffy, moved to Maine to write symphonic work and opera. And he was an incredible social activist in his work and is in his librettos. And he continued the work of social justice with me and really pushing me to go to grad school and continue to develop the work that I was doing at the time, which is creating adolescent programs around social justice. Because what I realized at the time was that I never had access to understanding what injustice was or what social justice was. My research at grad school identified that development of a social justice consciousness, caring deeply about one another, comes freely in adolescence with a curriculum that opens the doors of injustice. Again, a curriculum I never had in high school. Many of us didn't. I started working with adolescents on World AIDS Day. It was a simple introduction into a high school, able to walk by the administrative office and say, I'm just an aware mom wanting to help the students with an activist project. And that led into the fact that these students didn't want to stop. They wanted to continue meeting and delve into even tougher things. Well, obviously, it moved into sexuality and gender issues, and then certainly it moved into global issues. And I ran that program for many, many years after school, but just because the kids kept coming. They wanted something after school that made them nervous and challenged them to think, challenged them to read outside of what they were given in a public school setting. And these students that were in my program are adults in their late 20s and in their 30s doing incredible work in the world. My name is Dr. Dorothy Foote. I live in Camden and in Portland. What is giving to you?
All of our Voices of Giving segments are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can share your story of giving. Voices of Giving is made possible by the Maine Community Foundation.